On Friday evening, local app developers and designers celebrated the first ever Cuba Hackathon at Lab Miami in the Wynwood District. Cuban and non-Cuban techies formed teams to bridge communication barriers between the U.S. and Cuba. Roots of Hope is a nonprofit network of young professionals that organize the event. Natalia Martinez is one of the organizers. She says the idea first came from a meeting with Yoani Sanchez, noted Cuban blogger and activist. They discussed how interesting it would be to have a tool for Twitter that did what Outlook does for email.
The people who tweet in Cuba do so mostly through SMS. They do so in what they call, in Spanish, it's a la ciega, which in English is blindly. They don't have any response back.
Sanchez couldn't make it to Friday's reception, but left this message for the developers. I'm waiting for the next hackathon to be in Havana, for all of us to get together and think of a future in apps and in gadgets. Before the competition officially began Saturday morning, Natalia Martinez went over the criteria, innovation, feasibility, and scalability, with one rule. The projects must be compliant with U.S. and Cuban laws.
Any questions on anything that I said or anything that I haven't said?
I want to know what is legal in Cuba.
That's George Artiles. He made it clear that he isn't here to compete, but to inform. His project entails satellite internet and a police cell phone jammer, both illegal in Cuba.
I was told that I couldn't not compete because it's against Cuban laws. In Cuba, everything is illegal.
Raul Moas is with Roots of Hope. He says if a person in Cuba is caught with satellite internet, they'll be sent to jail automatically.
What we want to do is develop applications that support connectivity, but at the same time keep people in Cuba safe and complying with their own laws.
Artiles was disqualified. The remaining 12 teams had to beat the clock. Martinez counted down till 4:45 p.m. when the competitor's time was up.
2, 1, go!
The teams then presented their projects to three judges. The prize, $1,000 for each of the three winning teams.
To Ronnie with the Raspberry Pi idea.
Félix Díaz, Salvador Pascual, y Daniel Arzuaga.
And the third prize goes to Usnel and Jose, Cuba Direct. Amazing. So, congratulations.
One winning solution was a kit containing a mini computer that provides a web access point to share information with others. The other two were similar, using email as a search engine. The subject line acts as a search bar for Google or even Wikipedia. But Jose Pimienta's team took it to Twitter.
We added Twitter as well, so you can say Twitter updates WLRN radio, and you get all the 20 latest tweets.
Maybe people on the island will find WLRN's tweet of this story and share it. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.